They said it couldn't be done, but we're back. The Senior Old Boys Podcast, it's the SOBs. We're right here. We're live. Well, we're taped, but we're live at the moment. And I'm here. This is Eddie Sefko. I'm with the great Dwayne Price.
Sefko, what's going on, young man?
Man, I just had a terrible summer. All I did was move stuff, and I didn't do anything fun. Well, that's not true. I squeezed in a little fun, but... here we are on the brink of another training camp. This is like training camp number 73 for Dwayne, and I think it's number 58 for me. And you know, we're just happy to still be doing this crazy stuff.
I'm glad to be on this side of the dirt, as I always tell everybody.
Well, as are we, because we wouldn't be able to make it without your occasional dad jokes.
That's right.
So we got some stuff to talk about, and we'll get into some other things here shortly. But first of all, load management. I mean, I can't tell you, Dwayne, that if anybody needs load management, it's me and you. We're the ones who should be getting time off and oh, well, we wrote 200 words today. I don't think we can write again for 3 days.
That's right. I had to call my agent to figure out what the heck's going on, man.
I'm going to have to get an agent then. Seriously, this was, I think Adam Silver, he did not overreact on this. He did what he feels needs to be done. I mean, the fans pay to see the superstars.
Right.
I mean, that's my opinion on this. And especially, okay, if you're still LeBron at 39 or 52 years old or however he is now, and, you know, you have 3 games in 4 days and you're going to take that middle game off or something like that, I don't have a problem with that. I just have a problem with some of these younger guys. I mean, you know, plumbers that go out and clean one toilet, they ought to be done for, like, the whole week in my book. And, you know, chefs that, you know, if they cook a really good salad, make a really good salad, that's enough. Yeah. You know, just most of us don't only need a salad these days.
Take the rest of the week off.
I don't know. But you know, then we get to Luka. It's because that's how it's going to – and Kyrie. That's how it's going to impact the Mavericks.
Right.
And, you know, I think those guys – you know, the Mavericks have not been abusers of the system. I don't think they've taken advantage of that, and I think making it balanced where if a player misses a home game, he has to miss a road game or should miss a road game too somewhere along the line. I think that equalizes things, and, you know, I just wish they'd compensate the fans who bought tickets to those games a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. We all know the schedule comes out in August, and, you know, the first thing people do is those primetime games they want to go to. Well, they whenever the tickets become available – they buy those tickets. Sometimes those tickets are bought 5 and 6 months in advance. And we all know that the Eastern Conference teams only come to the West one time, and the West only goes East one time. I'll tell a story that the great Ron Tillery that covers the Memphis Grizzlies that he told me about Kobe Bryant. Kobe was not feeling too well, but they playing a game in Memphis. The Lakers are in the West. Memphis is in the West also, but at this particular time, Kobe said, I'm going to play, because he felt bad about the scenario I just told you. Here's these kids that maybe saved up their money, you know, to see Kobe play, even though this might have been like game 5 of a 6-game, 10-day road trip. He just wanted to make sure that those fans were happy and pleased that he played, because they actually paid money to go see him. They can see the Grizzlies anytime in Memphis, you know, and the Lakers only come there twice a year, and sometimes they only come once a year, you know. So I don't know. It's easy for me to say, you know, what a player should and shouldn't do, but, you know, because I'm not in their shoes. But me knowing me, if I was in that situation, I know I could play. I would play, even if it's only 10 minutes, because – I'm thinking of that guy, that little kid that saved up his money in the piggy bank only to see me play. So that's what I would do.
They still make piggy banks?
I got one at home.
All right. I agree with you, and I think part of it is, and you mentioned the Kobe thing, and that's a sign of the times. He kind of came into the league when it was still a badge of honor to play 82 games or get close to playing 82 games.
Michael Jordan did it all the time.
And the best players, that was part of their – that's, hey, you're out there to play.
Right.
You're getting just a boatload of money.
Right.
And Charles Barkley used to say, we practice 1 hour a day and we play for 2 hours a day.
Right.
That's not a job.
Yeah.
Man, a job is going out there and digging ditches for 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a way of thinking. That just has to be your mentality. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the generations change, as you know. And this is not an indictment on the kids nowadays, even though, you know, they can't do anything without their phones.
Right.
But that's a whole different story, by the way.
And it's tough from a team standpoint and from a player standpoint because you want to protect the player, and the player want to protect himself from any injuries long-term or what have you. So it's like, what do you do? You know, I can make an argument on both sides, and the argument would be right, so to speak. And I can make an argument on both sides, and it would be wrong, if you know what I mean.
Well, we're just going to agree to be right and wrong on this.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah. So, but it's an interesting dilemma or situation to go through because, I mean, the NBA – the stars drive the league, and you don't certainly want to have your stars at peak condition in the playoffs, late in the season and in the playoffs, when there's always, you know, a day or two usually between games and there's plenty of time for rest. But these days the travel is so easy, and it's you know, even cross-country travel, you can do it at your leisure. And I don't know. I part of me wants to be the hardcore old crusty guy, which is what I am, and say, come on, just get out there and play. But I do understand a team's point of view of saying, yes, we're going to rest a certain guy here and there and tough.
Well, here's the other thing. How do you know if a player is hurt or not? Because I understand it. Let's say for the sake of argument, the NBA wants to come in and bring in their own doctors and see if this player is actually hurt. That's one thing you can't see on the x-ray is pain. You can't see that.
I remember a situation back in the 90s, or it might have been – no, it was in the 90s. Hakeem Olajuwon in Houston. I think you might have remembered this as well. Mm-hmm. He claimed he had a leg problem, and it turned out that he did have a leg problem. It was a blood clot that he ended up having to wear the stretchy tights that you know you wear to help – circulation, and the team didn't trust that, and it was a big spitting match, and it stained both parties for quite some time, until of course they won a couple championships, and then those things. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, if your player says he's hurt and he's got pain, then it's hard to dispute that.
And to your point, and let's stay in Houston. I don't know if you remember J.R. Richards, the pitcher for the Astros.
Absolutely.
He kept saying that something was wrong with him, and the Astros doctors refuted that. And the next thing you know, he went out there, and something happened to him on the mound.
Yeah. And, this is all – we don't – you know, there's certain levels of all this stuff because, you know, the players have a responsibility. And, you know, you can remember back to – Wesley Matthews came through Dallas. He the year after he tore his Achilles, and he said he had a sore ankle for several games before that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's just a slippery slope that we went down. We probably don't want to go down again.
Right, exactly.
So anyway, that's our brief thoughts and not so brief thoughts on load management. But the one thing I will say about this is you asked about my summer. When we started this whole thing.
Yeah.
What a summer this has been. I mean, let's think about it for a second. The Mavericks, did they have a great summer, a good summer, an okay summer? What do you think?
I thought it was great. I mean, they had one draft pick, ended up with three. Three beats one.
If you make it the right one.
Exactly. I think they made it the right ones. I mean, I like Derek Lively the third. I like him. Was he the second?
I think he's the second.
He's the second. Okay, I like him. I like O-Max. I think Lively has a chance to, at some point, be the starting center. I mean, when you got the great Tyson Chandler saying, this guy reminds me of me, of Tyson, I mean, that says a lot. I mean, you and I both know the Mavericks been looking for that great center that can protect the rim and rebound and all that other stuff since Tyson led him to the championship in 2011. And Lively's got that same body type as Tyson, and he rebounds, he plays defense, and, you know, it's not like you need him to score, you know, as long as he get 8, 9, 10 points a game. That's all. We got enough scorers on this team. But if he's able to do that, I mean, I think that's going to be well for the Mavericks. And O-Max, man, his body type, when you see him, he looks like a 3 or 4 year veteran. Like he's already been playing in the NBA. And I think he's ready to go. And then the one thing that nobody's talking about is Seth Curry. We got him back for the third time. Please don't let him go. My goodness. This guy's going to be wide open all the time because people are going to be doubling up on Luka and Kyrie. So Seth is going to be target practice out there. He's one of the all-time greatest three-point shooters in NBA history. A lot of people think it's his brother. His brother's up there, too. He's okay. But
okay, yeah, he's okay. That guy's okay.
He's okay. Look at the stats, though. Seth is he's a sharpshooter, man. I'm serious. I like that pickup.
And I bet you a dollar that if they go in the backyard and set up shop, their dad could still beat both of them.
Exactly.
But you mentioned the two rookies. Listen, they are rookies. We don't know. The potential is there. They look good. They had good summer leagues. And O-Max is probably more NBA ready right now. And that's not me talking that. I talked to a couple of scouts out there from other NBA teams and in Vegas during the summer league. And they said he can play. He's gonna be part of the rotation before – sooner rather than later.
Right, right.
So, bring them along slowly at first and let's see what we got. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's Grant Williams. We know a little bit about what he brings to the table. Mm-hmm. He's solid. He's going to be able to make shots, and he's a great defender, and he's still young. The hope is that he's going to take that next step after the 4 years he had in Boston. Now he's ready to maybe make a little bit of a more impact in terms of in the locker room and on the court. At least that's the hope, and I think it was a great signing. So, yes, I agree with you. I thought they had a real, real good summer. But, you know, it's never a sure thing when you bring in a couple of rookies like that.
Yeah, and don't forget about Rashawn Holmes. I mean, he was just sitting on the bench there in Sacramento. This dude can play. Yeah, I mean, he's almost like he's perfect for what the Mavericks are trying to do in the center position. I mean, he just does it all. The Kings, of course, they didn't have any room for him, you know, but we got room for him, and the minutes are going to be there. So I like him. I like Dante Exum. That was a nice pickup. I didn't see that one coming. You know, he's been playing overseas. So I think it's going to be a good season. I think we're going to the playoff this year. It's not going to be I'm not talking to play in. I'm talking going to be one of the top six teams in the Western Conference.
I'm with you. And, you know, the Mavericks, of course, had some other storylines this summer. Luka, as well as Dwight Powell, and they're Australians, Exum and Josh Green, all were in the World Cup, FIBA World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
If you just asked me now, of those four, who's going to get a medal? I'm not sure I would have gotten this one right. But it was Dwight Powell and the Canadians. And by the way, we're not surprised. We knew the Canadians had a good team because they got so much NBA talent now up there. It's just outrageous, right. Starting with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Dylan Brooks and all those other guys from up there. I mean, that Canada is – well, they took down the U.S.
for
the bronze medal. So and neither one of them was playing for the gold.
And we didn't get a medal.
Neither. I know.
Unbelievable.
The U.S.
What's up?
Well, you tell me, Dwayne. I mean, you weren't playing for them, so you can't blame it on you.
You know, to that point, you know, they always talk about But the NBA All-Star Game, how they want to beef it up and make it more exciting. Why don't you have the international-born players play against the United States-born players?
They don't want that. You know why.
They who is they? They who don't want
that? The Americans don't want that. Come on, you know the answer to that one.
Why not? I mean, okay, who we got on the United States team?
We got LeBron,
KD, we got Steph, we got Kawhi. Whatever he's not low with management, so we'll have him. Paul George,
Kyrie. I guess though he's Australian, but he plays for America. There's rumors that LeBron is trying to recruit some guys to play on the Olympic team next year, mm-hmm. which in Paris. Mm-hmm. Which would be great, but Canada's going to bring their same exact team probably or very close to it for next year. Slovenia is going to have a good team just because of Luka. Mm-hmm. The Australians will be better because they went through this experience this year, and they got a bunch of young guys that are replacing Patty Mills in that group. So this is no joke here. Now international basketball, the U.S. is just. Just another team right now. They're just a team that's good, but no guarantees.
Okay, well, let's finish up this All-Star team. The international team has got Luka, the Joker, the Greek Freak, MB. Do I need to keep going?
No, that's enough. That's a pretty good start.
We're in trouble.
And Germany won the gold medal with Dennis Schröder. Maxi didn't even play for him. Maxi Kleber didn't even play for the German team, and they still won the gold medal.
Right.
And that was just, it's just hard to say that this is not the U.S.'s pride and joy anymore. This is just it's up for grabs every time there's an international tournament. Yeah. You can't predict it.
I remember the good old days. We used to send the college kids over there and win the gold medal all the time. No problem. Then we lost it in 1988. Then we had to send the big bazookas out there. Jordan and who was it? Jordan and Bird and Magic.
Barkley.
And Barkley. Ewing. It was to the point. Remember those guys from the other team were getting autographs?
Right. And then an Angola kid getting dunked on.
Yeah. Thank you for dunking on me.
Yeah. So,
not anymore.
I think it's going to be, and I think it's good for basketball, to be honest with you. I think this is great. I mean, it's a global game. That's what we've been shooting for. I do think the NBA is at some point going to expand overseas.
Right.
It still may not be imminent, but it's coming at some point.
We got to get to Las Vegas first and Seattle.
Well, there's a couple of teams that need to move, by the way, but that's a different story. So anyway, I'm congratulations to Dwight Powell and the Canadians. I thought they would be playing for the gold medal, to be honest with you, but they got beat in the semis and German team they played well together.
Right, exactly.
And that's part of why these international teams are so good. They stay together.
And a lot of them play, maybe about five or six of them, maybe more than that, playing together, and then they just add some more NBA players, along the way and all that. So they do have a little bit of advantage, but you and I both know the American team, come on, they should be winning these games.
Yeah, but you don't win these games on paper, Dwayne, and it's just.
Well, I'm just saying, if we send our best players, we probably win. Our best players don't always go.
That's true, but the best there's a passing of the torch now. There's a lot of older players. Jason Kidd never lost in one of those tournaments he was in.
Right.
But now that old guard is gone, and it's.
We got Devin Booker.
Okay. Well, that's fine. maybe he'll join LeBron and everything will be great next year in Paris, but we don't know that yet. So for now, Americans right now are the fourth best team in the world.
What about James Harden?
What about him?
He's an American.
Well, yeah. He's not playing.
That we can recruit him to play.
Doesn't mean he's if he's not playing, it doesn't matter if he's what his status is. So Anyway, I got to pick one more thing from you here because this has been bugging me. Are the Cowboys really this good?
Yes. They about scored their punters in the first two games 70-10. That's only happened like three other times since 1970. I mean, you can say the quality of opponent is not as good, but you can only play who's on your schedule.
Well, and 70-10, but the offense has only scored like 10 of those points. The defense gave them everything else.
Yeah, they got to get more than the field goals.
Their defense is rock.
Off the chain. I would hate to go against it. And if they stop the other team from running and they got a pass, oh, my goodness. Man, it's almost like, you know, I want to watch the defense out there. Forget the offense. I want to see what the defense can do because Micah Parsons and Lawrence and all that crew, those dudes are like, wow, like gangbusters out there. You can't control them.
You know, and my good friend and former colleague Tim Kalishaw had a good column in the Dallas Morning News just about that. He said when the offense takes a field, that's the bathroom break time for the fans. You know, just go. Do whatever you got to do. Make a sandwich, you know, get your snack and get back and then watch the defense go to work.
I'd be shocked if anybody gets over 21 points on that defense this year.
Well, somebody will, but
I'm not talking about running an interception back for a touchdown pick six. I'm talking about somebody else's offense scoring 21 points on that team. That's going to be hard to do.
You know, it's too bad they can't play New York, anybody from New York, every week because they'd go 17-0.
Yeah, and I felt bad that Aaron Rodgers wasn't available because I was looking forward to seeing that.
It was a terrible – yeah. You just hate to see something like that. I'm not the biggest Aaron Rodgers fan, but he is a terrific, terrific quarterback, and it would have been fun to watch that team.
Actually, I kind of like him because when they played the Super Bowl here – and at the Cowboys Stadium, I was working the Fort Worth Star-Telegram at that time. You know how it is. When the Super Bowl comes to your town, everybody's available. Going to have to, you know, do stories. And part of my story was to do the Green Bay. And that whole group, they were so nice. They really were. It was surprisingly nice. Because, you know, I done covered the Cowboys before. I done seen some bad attitudes on some players for no reason at all. And I don't want to hurt anybody's heart, so I'm not going to call any names.
Oh, come on. Call some names out.
But no, I was surprised that the Packers were just a gentleman the whole time during media availability. They really were. So I kind of like Aaron Rodgers. I really do.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you one other thing, and that'll be the sum total of our football talk for a while. But
Until the Cowboys go 8-0.
Yeah, that's true. What's the one thing or one or two things that you want to see out of the Mavericks in training camp?
I want to see them put a little bit more emphasis on defense. They got a bunch of scores. They can fall out of bed and score 100 points without anybody. You know, it doesn't matter who's guarding them. That's just what they do. They score. But, you know, like you say, defense wins championships. If you can stop the other team, you know, three or four trips up the court, you know, it's particularly in a close game down the stretch, you're going to come out with 55, 60 wins during the season and get you a top four seed. And that's what you want, home court advantage in the first round of playoffs.
Yeah, but I want to see nothing but load management in the preseason. I don't want Luka to play anywhere in the world, much less Abu Dhabi and Madrid. But I know that's probably not going to happen.
He had a long offseason.
Yeah, I mean, these guys played a lot during the summer. But you know what? Most of the time they're going to be playing anyway. You might as well have them being playing in the World Cup, where you got the trainers right there and everybody's watching them, and then nothing goes wrong. And if something does go wrong, you got the best care. There, rather than playing some pickup game in Montenegro against Jokic and that group or something.
In Seattle, remember when Holmgren got hurt?
Oh yeah,
Seattle. Yeah.
So I mean, you don't want to overdo it in the summer, but there's been 2 weeks now, and there'll be three. You know, it'll be another 2 weeks, almost 10 days before camp opens for the Mavericks, which will be on the 26th. As we've heard, so
20,
and that's news. Is that we're breaking news here because the first practice will be on the 26th, which is just a week away, basically. So from when we're making this podcast, so you know, let's see what happens. I think everybody's excited about
No, it's 27th.
About the okay, the 27th. Fine, Dwayne. My gosh.
I wrote it down.
So we'll see what happens. We got they got a good team. It's not gonna. We don't need a repeat of last year, and I don't think we'll see a repeat of next year of last year. I think they got a little chip on their shoulder now. They had a really good 2022 when they went to the Western Conference Finals. Maybe, you know, things just didn't go their way last year, and sometimes that happens. But it can't happen 2 years in a row.
Well, I think what's going to happen, what's great for the Mavs, you're going to have Kyrie for an entire training camp. And, you know, from day one instead of, you know, in the middle of the season when the trade happened last season. So I think that's to the Mavericks' advantage. I mean, you can make a case that Luka and Kyrie is the best backcourt duo in the whole NBA. I mean, who would be better?
People in Phoenix are going to say Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. But
Bradley Beal hadn't played on any teams that are – in other words, I always say, I'm always leery of guys who put up big numbers on bad teams. Somebody's got to lead that team in scoring. I mean, the Wizards wasn't a great team.
That's true.
Were not a great team.
I'm just excited to get it going. I mean, it's been a long summer, too darn long. And let's throw the ball up and get it going, and we're going to start giving you the weekly podcast to catch up on everything.
I'm ready. I'm ready because I always know when I'm ready when it's hard to sleep. I'm anxious for the season to start. Because
I always get in a grumpy mood. That's my idea. So
I know we're gonna have a good team. The Mavs are gonna be pretty good. So that's why I'm saying I'm ready to see, because I think it's gonna be close to what happened 2 years ago when they went to the Western Conference Final and nobody was talking about them, and they just, I don't know if you want to say snuck up on people, but you know, most of the media are gonna talk about the LA team, the New York team, Miami, Milwaukee, Boston, Denver. You know, you're not going to hear much of Phoenix, and you're not going to hear much about the Mavericks.
That's Dwayne Price. I'm Eddie Sefka. We are the Senior Old Boys. We'll see you guys in a week.
Bye-bye.